from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Another year, baby.
Back to more of our training camp coverage.
Live from Flowery Branch with the Morning Shift. Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Kia. Movement that inspires. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Morning Shift, live up here in Flowery Branch. 92.9 continues to be your eyes and ears for everything Atlanta Falcons throughout training camp. No fans, so if you want to get the latest and greatest on what's going on with the team, make sure you listen to us. It's Mike, it's Bo, it's Kelly hanging out with you this morning. I want to get right to this. First of all, this hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart Lasting Clean. Yesterday, Bo and I got a chance to catch up with Falcons left tackle Jake Matthews, and I asked him point blank, 11 years in, is it easier or harder to be in training camp?
Training camp. You got to come out here and work. So first day went well.
Yeah, I was kind of watching your workload out there, and I was like, get this man out of there. You know what I'm saying? Take some reps off this guy's knees. But, yeah, man, you look good 10 years in. I love seeing it.
You know, Jake, I know you guys are all working on stuff, trying to figure out new offenses and everything, and I'm sure you're working on a few things here and there personally. What are you trying to work on this camp for you personally?
I think one of the biggest compliments you can get as an O-lineman is just a guy who's consistent. And obviously that starts with being able to play and show up, and then a guy that, hey, we don't have to worry about anything we call. He's going to take care of it. So, you know, there's always something. You never completely arrive to the point where you've got it figured out. You know, there's a first step. There's a hand placement. There's a bunch of little things on the list that you're trying to chisel away at. So you definitely, you get your hands full all season.
Now, real quick, in that essence with Kirk Cousins, is the cadence that different to kind of learn with him? Or
yeah, every quarterback's different. There's definitely getting accustomed to, period. But, man, no, I love the way Kirk does it. OTAs was really, really good for us. That's one of the things I kind of mentioned in our room, was that I felt like we were much more ahead on the cadence and being able to take advantage of that. So I think we're in a good place with that. I think we had too many false starts today. Not that I remember. There were two. I didn't see them. So we got some work to do.
You know, well, dang it, come on, man.
They weren't yours.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah.
All right, so obviously in the media, we're big on buzzwords. You got vibe, you got ethos. What do you think has been the biggest difference so far with Raheem Morris? I mean, it just seems like there's an upbeat attitude out here. Not that it wasn't before, but it seems like everybody, obviously day one, it's a little bit easier going, but everybody seems to be kind of on the same page bouncing around.
Yeah, Raheem's definitely bringing that kind of energy where it's, hey, we're going to have fun, we're going to work hard, and, you know, our goal is to win. There's no doubt about it. So, you know, it's a different way, but I love the approach. I love the way guys' attitude are and everything, and it's fun being in the building. Yeah,
what's your impression of Zach Robinson so far? Because going back for me, I actually played in the Senior Bowl with Zach Robinson, so he's not that much older than you, but obviously has come a long way in a short amount of time in the NFL. What's it been like with him so far?
He's been awesome. He actually, his recruiting visit to Oklahoma State, my older brother was with him on that, yeah, along with my dad. So wow, that was pretty fun here. And my dad actually mentioned it to me before I talked to him. So yeah, I think he's 4 or 5 years older than me, so not too different. But wow. He's been awesome. I've really enjoyed working with him. Love his attitude and demeanor, and you know, I think he's going to do really good things for us. So following his lead.
And you guys are breaking in a new coach, new offensive coordinator. You just talked about Zach Robinson, new quarterback. There's a lot of new, but one thing that's not new, and it's really kind of a rarity for you in your term here, is that you got all 5 guys coming back on the offensive line. How important is that, and what does that mean for you guys moving forward?
Yeah, you know, personally, I've had a few guys play guard next to me the last few years, and man, I couldn't be happier with Bergeron, man. His rookie year, just did a great job. Fits in great in the room, works hard, wants to do things the right way. So that's been really good, being back with him. And the rest of the guys, obviously, obviously I've been with for a while, and you know, I think their record speaks for themselves. Just, we got a solid room. Doesn't mean anything's given to us. We got to get back to work and earn it again and prove it again this year, but I think we're in a good place.
Finishing up here with Falcons left tackle Jake Matthews. And Jake, not only the starting five come back, but you also got D-Led back as the offensive line coach. And I think that's important from a standpoint of he can kind of communicate with Zach Robinson and everybody else what you guys do well, maybe what you don't. And just talk about that continuity that he brings to that offensive line room.
Yeah, he's definitely the glue that keeps our room together, man. Just an awesome coach, someone all the guys respect. Man, he's the same every day. Same energy, consistency, and that's awesome to be a part. And he's got our back, which has been really good. So really excited when we found out he was coming back and done really good stuff with him. So we definitely aren't satisfied.
I know it's just really just day one for you guys, and it was not a lot going on out there, but is there a young guy so far that you've kind of seen in what they're doing out there that kind of jumps out on the other side of the ball?
Oh, man. After the first day, he might have to come back to me on that one. But, oh, man, I think we had a really solid draft class. You talking mainly rookies, you asked? Yeah, I've gone against Trice a few times. He's definitely got some ability. So besides that, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've... But yeah, I, from what I've seen so far, you know, you're definitely talented guys out there.
All right, real quick, I know you got the Guardian cap on. I know it's something that now you guys can wear in games, it seems like. Would you ever consider wearing one of those in a game?
No.
All right, Jake, last thing. Look, this is one of the things we've been kind of asking everybody, having fun with. What's the one thing you have to pack when you come to training camp? Other than clothes, obviously. I mean, some guys bring the PS5. I know that when I was playing, it was the Keurig and all those other things. What other than your clothes has to be in the suitcase when you come into Flower Brand?
Jeez. I do notice that a lot of guys bring video games. I haven't played a video game since middle school. So I'm back. I was playing like N64 and GameCube. But man, I bring a foam roller every year. I'm sitting with the guys in front of the TV just rolling out, man, trying to keep it loose.
Hey, there you have it. Jake Matthews, secret to longevity, the foam roller, man. Hey, good luck this season, man. Glad to see you healthy, and hope we have a lot of success this year.
Appreciate it, man. Good seeing you.
He was awesome to talk to, man, and I mentioned this before. He's the last guy on this roster I actually played with, and he's long in the tooth now. Man, he's been such a steady presence for this team, right, in this offensive line in general, and now you have the steadiness around him. He mentions it. Matthew Bergeron, you played next to him every game last year, and you also had Dwayne Ledford back in that offensive line room. Even with everything around them changing, Jake is the one kind of guy right now that's enjoying some consistency.
Yeah, he's been consistent his whole career. I mean, this guy played his entire rookie year with a high ankle sprain, suffered in his first game of his career against New Orleans. It's amazing what he's been able to do. I just loved his you just want to get a feel for some of these guys with where they're at with the Guardian caps and stuff, and that's why I asked that question. And he
was very blunt.
He looked at me like what are you? Are you serious right now? And then an emphatic no. So we know one Falcon will not be wearing a Guardian cap with the little skull cap over it that has Scully. The team logo and stuff. So it was just I've enjoyed watching Jake Matthews his entire career. It's been fun to see consistency, because you remember Sam Baker was a good player, and I always go back to every time Sam Baker had a healthy year, the Falcons won double-digit games. Mm-hmm. The reality is, though, is every other year, Sam Baker was hurt for the entire year, it would seem like. And Jake came in and has just been nothing but consistent.
Yeah, I mentioned yesterday the story about Mike Tice was on the sideline when Sam Baker tears his patellar tendon in the preseason, and he walks over to Jake and he goes, and Jake's a rookie, and he goes, "Hey, Jake, you play left tackle now." And it was like a very blunt conversation. But, Kelly, I mean, you've talked to a number of these offensive linemen, and you've talked to Matthew Bergeron and obviously Jake, but this seems like a group that is headed towards great things this year.
Yeah, and the consistency is key there, and having that continuity, especially with the coach, like, you know, you guys talked to him about having Ledford back, that way that he can, like you said, kind of communicate with Zach Robinson. Hey, these are some things that we've done really well. These are some things we need to work on. That communication is going to be key. And talk about longevity. Obviously, no one is doing it like Jake Matthews on this Falcons roster. Maybe the key there is the foam roller. I literally know that every single picture we take of him coming into the stadium, home or away, he is carrying that thing. So he brings it literally everywhere he goes.
Such a good point.
I have never, ever, ever thought about that, because but she's right. Yeah. But now that she, every time we're out there doing those interviews or we're on the plane, he'll walk on with his phone. And I've never even thought about it. Like, never
emotional
once.
Emotional support.
It's his blanky. It's his binky. Yeah. They call it the binky. That's his binky.
Emotional I love support it too. Roller.
And one of the things that stuck out to me, Bo, and I kind of echoed this to you after we talked to Jake yesterday, was him talking about Dwayne Ledford having their back. And look, I think it all kinds of goes together, because when you have Dwayne Ledford and he walks into a meeting with Raheem and Zach Robinson and all these other guys, and they're drawing up plays, Dwayne Ledford's not afraid to look at them and go, "Hey, we don't do that well," or "Hey, that's not something he's going to be able to do," or "That guy is not a candidate for that block," or "You don't want to ask him to do that." As much as you want a coach that says, "Hey, Jake can get that done," you also, at this point in your career, want a coach that understands what your limitations might be, right? And I think that's one of the beautiful things about Dwayne Ledford being back. And we've talked about it. There are people that have this offensive line ranked as the number two offensive line in the NFL. Dwayne Ledford can get them to the number one group if they are allowed to do the things that they do well. Yeah. And Arthur Smith's offense was such a niche, such a finite offense when it came to the run schemes, and that's what he built this offensive line around. You want to keep these five guys together, but they better understand kind of what's in front of them.
Well, I think a lot's been made about the passing, you know, the passing the ball more, throwing the ball more, basically, and having to pass protect more than they've been used to. I don't think it's going to go up that much more. I do think it could be 7 to 10 passes a game. We talked about that yesterday when we were watching practice. But Jake plays a position like quarterback and like cornerback, where no one ever remembers the 30 plays you made consistently did your job.
So true.
They only remember the one time the other guy out there trying to do his job, by the way.
Ding.
They only remember the one that you didn't. And it's another position where you have a short memory. We talk about short memory at quarterback, short memory at cornerback. Hell, you got to have a short memory at left tackle too.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you're gonna give up multiple plays where you allow pressures or somebody in the backfield to stop a running play because you're still thinking about the play five plays ago.
Yeah, and look, and I'll point this out too. It's not only the starting five. You look at the swing tackle in Storm Norton, who was here last year, Kyle Hinton, who was kind of their swing guard. Look, it's basically the whole room. Now, you did just have a couple of signees. I'm not saying there won't be any changes, but it is awesome to have that room kind of put together. I think the running back position, you got both running backs back. A lot of these offensive skill guys, they're still in the same spots they were a year ago. So I just hopefully he can hit the ground running. And Zach Robinson knows that. I think he's obviously a very cerebral guy, Kelly, and I don't think he's going to try to ask them to do things they can't do.
No, and we talk about continuity with the offensive line. I go back to something that Chris Lindstrom always says when he's asked pretty much anything about training camp, practice, anything offensive line related. He's like, it takes consistency and doing really boring things all the time to be good at offensive line.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
and that's important. That's what they're doing right now, is making sure all of those kind of technical things are in check so that they don't get blown by, you know, in a game scenario.
Get your bag, Chris Lindstrom. Making all them zeros, baby. I'm here for it. I love it. I love seeing that man.
And I think that's real quick. I wanted to touch on what Kelly just said. That's a really good point, because it goes back to the question about consistency with the line, and he said he didn't mention any other five guys, really. He said, yeah, that their track record, he specifically talked about the guy next to him.
Yeah. Yeah, you absolutely love it. All right, we're live from Flowery Branch. Make sure you stick with us. We'll go in the huddle next. And Justin Fields, QB1, and Jerry Jones actually sounded crazier than ever yesterday. We'll get to that in the huddle. It's the morning shift. We're rolling on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live from Flowery Branch. Squid, Mike, Kelly, rolling it out, having a lot of fun. Can't wait to see the guys back on the practice field today. A lot of fun yesterday. We've been given our initial impressions of the team and all the craziness going on. Some new faces and new places yesterday. I mentioned earlier, Kevin King actually getting snaps at safety. Just a lot of cool things that Eddie Goldman actually exists. We got to see him yesterday in the flesh. I've been wondering. I thought this guy was a figment of my imagination for a while because we haven't, you know, he's retired a couple of times. And
he's signed, retired, came back. Retired.
Right. Yeah. So good to see him on the field. Good to see Ruka Rororo and Braylon Trice getting reps with the big group. And good to see everybody back out. So, look, a lot of fun. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, Smart, Lasting, Clean. And let's go ahead and go in the huddle.
It's time to huddle up.
Bring it in close. Bring it in close.
The latest NFL news, rumors, reports, and happenings.
With In the Huddle on the Morning Shift.
Yesterday, the Steelers take the field for their first practice, and who's the quarterback? It's Justin Fields. No, he did not win the starting job. It turns out that Mike Tomlin just wanted to, you know, create a little short-term discomfort for Russell Wilson. Justin Fields, though, you've probably seen it going a little bit viral, making some nice throws. Look, Mike Tomlin says that Russell Wilson wanted to play. He wanted to practice, just a little bit of tightness in the calf, but nonetheless, Justin Fields trying to take advantage of his situation.
Yeah, I swear, we're like the second or third of some team's camp. We obviously had one practice, and we're already in the moment where, oh, look at this. Look at that throw. And look, it was a great throw, but it was what was essentially a 7-on-7 drill, and Justin made a great throw. I don't think anything needs to be read into the fact that Justin Fields was taking snaps with the one team when the starting quarterback was down and – They basically made a trade for you to be the backup.
Right.
That's kind of him. That's really just Justin Fields doing what Justin Fields was supposed to do, and good for Justin Fields. I read zero into it other than the fact that they want to make sure that Russell Wilson is healthy.
How do you guys feel, though, about Mike Tomlin just basically coming out and saying, I wanted to create a little misery. I wanted to create a little, you know, for the offensive unit. He said basically, I wanted to make sure they were capable, but also I just wanted to throw a little curveball. I mean, I guess now's the time to be able to do something like that.
I think it's interesting for day one of camp.
Right.
I mean, actually, I don't know if it was day one for them. Yeah, I guess it was day one for them. So, I mean, these guys are just in shorts and not really, to your point, they're doing 7-on-7. They're not really doing a ton of, like, heavy work. So I think that's kind of interesting to do that day one. But I think it is more just, hey, let's just make sure Russell Wilson's good to go.
Yeah, they've been calling it he's at the pole position. Nothing has changed long term. They're just kind of taking it day by day. But I just thought, man, when Mike Tomlin comes out and says, I just wanted to create a little misery, you know what I mean? I'm like, that's, like, my goodness. We're talking about Raheem and everybody bouncing around and the good vibes out here. He's like, yeah, just want to make them uncomfortable.
Want to make it worse.
Yeah, let's just throw a curveball day one.
Well, he hired Arthur Smith, so now they have – and you know, I say that, like, I actually liked Arthur
Dude,
Smith.
Take that back.
I got along with Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith it was always so cool in person and pleasant to be around with me. And, you know, he had some great conversations with us about things that they were trying to do. That being said, that is how most people felt as far as fan bases and stuff with what they got from him. And what we've seen out here in this positive, loosey-goosey vibe in a good way, like just really feeling refreshed, I don't know if Mike Tomlin needs to really make anything worse than it needs to be. Like, why are you trying to create tension that quickly? I get that competition and pushing people and fueling people is what you want to do. That's what it should be. But I don't know if you need to create tension day one or day two or day three or day four when you're still not even in pads when a guy is.
Yeah.
Just say the truth. Look, Russell is our number one quarterback. He had a tight calf. We don't want to make it worse and just turn into something he's going to miss 3 or 4 or 5 weeks where we need him in the preseason to take some snaps. Therefore, he didn't play in the little shorts and pads session of training camp.
We got to move on, but it did hit me because I'm reading it going, how do you think Justin Fields felt when he saw that Mike Tomlin goes, quote, I just chose to create a little misery for him in the offensive unit. I mean, like, you're just like, oh, gosh. Speaking of a little misery, let's go out to Oxnard, California for Dallas Cowboy training camp. Jerry Jones. Look, he was asked about extending Dak Prescott, and he had an interesting comparison for himself.
I have, in my life, played option quarterback so many times and wait until the last leaf on the tree. If you want to picture a pure option quarterback going out to the sideline, I have run that ball and kept it and not hand it off to the back, not pitch it back, not throw it. And I have run that thing all the way out to the sideline before I made the decision because I couldn't get whatever it took. It wasn't right for me to make the decision. And so what our fans, what you're seeing, what we deal with is we're buying time. We're option quarterbacking, and we're going on out toward the sideline, and we haven't handed it off. We haven't pitched it. We're trying to make our mind up what to do. Does that sound like Mahomes to you? A little bit? So having said that, I'm just trying to give you a description here. That's what we're doing, and we're waiting for something to happen in the morning.
The metaphor that you didn't know you needed was Jerry Jones saying he's like Pat Mahomes running the read option. I mean,
this guy's just talking. I mean, what is he? What did he even say there?
Like, jump.
Does that sound like Mahomes to you? A little bit.
When the hell did Mahomes run the read option?
That's what. That was my like. Home, even in college, Mahomes was letting it eat in the Big 12. I mean, he's, you know, throwing the ball all over the place. Of course he can run it, but I'm listening to that going, this guy's lost his mind.
Mahomes was in essentially an air raid offense in college.
Exactly.
I mean, he just turned himself and Patrick Mahomes into Tommy Frazier, a la 1995 Nebraska. Like,
does that sound like Mahomes,
dude? Sense.
I'll say this, Kelly. He sounds like a in the media business, he sounds like media's dream. I mean, he's America's team. I mean, he's the one owner that holds all these press conferences and everything out. And he, granted, I watched the video. He's in Oxnard, California. The sun's hitting him. There's like a shadow of a tree on the Dallas Cowboys background. But you've got to think the media members are sitting there going, thank you, God, that we have this in front of us.
Well, and it's also like he's speaking like a politician. Like, he didn't even give anything away there.
Does that make sense?
He said nothing there. I don't even know what to take away from
saying
that.
A million things without saying one.
Does that sound like Mahomes, dude?
Enough to be a politician statement, I'll tell you that much. That's just brutal. I don't know what the hell that was.
Yeah.
Jerry Jones, dude, you got problems and up there in Dallas and bigger than whatever that was, but they have a lot of problems in Dallas. They got three huge players for them that need money or need to be paid. And one of them wants to be the highest paid player not to play quarterback in CeeDee Lamb as he came out yesterday. So,
yeah,
he might have been on some Georgia hemp product or something.
Yeah, real quick, let's hear this Dak Prescott because he's talking about not having fear of being on another team.
It's a two-way street that they have once, I have once. I think I've deserved that. Understanding that this is a business, and obviously I want to be here. Talking about growing up, this is where I've become a man. But at the end of the day, it's a business, and I want to be here. But, you know, when you look up, all the great quarterbacks I watched played for other teams. So my point in saying that is that's not something to fear. That may be a reality for me one day, may not be my decision. So that's the freedom that I have is be where your feet are, make the most of it, be confident in yourself, make your team better. I love my teammates. I love that locker room. I love everything about being out here in Oxnard and being a Dallas Cowboy. So that's what allows me to be free and focused and understand that in time comes, who knows what comes. As I said, I've been through a lot of adversity personally. It's about being thankful for where you are, hugging and loving on your loved ones, and taking it one day at a time, handling the rest when it approaches.
Yeah, I'll be honest, and I know, listen, we got to get to break, but I will be very, very curious to see if he does hit the open market, how sought after Dak Prescott is, because I think he's a very good quarterback. I'm a huge Dak Prescott fan. Now, he could go somewhere else and not have a CeeDee Lamb and not have the weapons he's had, the Amari Coopers and guys like that. So I'll be interested to see kind of his career path. But you can just hear him talking about Jerry Jones. Hey, hand that thing off, Jerry. Go ahead and hand that bag off. You don't have to. Hey, you don't have to keep it run to the sideline. Hand that thing off.
Does that sound like
all right,
Mahomes,
so coming
dude?
Up. No, it doesn't. Coming up next, we got Fair Foul. We'll play Fair Foul Friday with Kelly and Bo, so you don't want to miss that. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch, rolling on Sports Radio 99 The Game.
as you get older, you kind of appreciate the grind a lot more.
Back to Falcons Training Camp
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up.
On the Morning Shift.
Oh, you already know what time it is. Mike, Bo, and Kelly from Fox 5 hanging out here live in Flowery Branch for the Morning Shift. Look, man, we'll be your eyes and ears here on 92.9. Also, before I go any further, me and Bo will be live tomorrow night, 5 o'clock from Seckinger High School for 4 hours of radio. We'll actually be able to see the field, Bo, which we were informed about. That is going to be intriguing because we are going to be live on the radio as they are doing their, I don't know what they're calling it, Friday Night Lights, but it's on a Saturday, so I don't know what they're calling it, but that'll be fun tomorrow night.
Yeah, I hope people are hitting each other.
I'm sure they will be. I think they're in shoulder pads for that. They have to be. No, they don't have to be, but I'm hoping they are.
I never
right.
Count an
it's
egg
different
before
era.
It's hatched.
It's a
right?
different era. I can distinctly remember sitting on the bus riding over to North Gwinnett in full pads and thinking, okay, it's about to go down. You know, I was trying to think yesterday. I knew I did Friday Night Lights 3 times. North Gwinnett, Gainesville, and we went to that one time. Remember to do the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, yeah.
Back in, I think, 2012. So I completely forgot about that one. That was a long day.
I've put in a request with Mike Conte.
Yeah.
To make it feel old school for you, that we drive here to the branch.
Is that what it is?
Okay. And then we're gonna have a school bus us over to
no
Seckinger
thanks.
High School.
No thanks.
He said he was working on it, but he didn't know if he could find a school bus or a school bus driver.
All right, let's run through these fair fouls, and we'll start off with a little Falcons flavor. And this one's gonna be interesting because Kirk Cousins kind of let the cat out of the bag yesterday. Doesn't plan on playing in preseason. Taylor Heinicke will throw more passes in preseason than Michael Penix. Taylor Heinicke will throw more passes in preseason than Michael Penix. Kelly, we'll start with you.
That's a tough one. Yeah. I think probably fair just because you want to keep Penix in a good place just in case, right. You know, what might happen down the road. That's kind of where I'm at. But, you know, Raheem did say yesterday they're going to be splitting twos as far as the reps. So we'll see what that looks in a game situation.
Toss up at this point, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's fair because I think week 3 of the preseason, to Kelly's point that they're going to be splitting reps, but I think by week 3 they might not be splitting reps anymore. It might be the third and fourth guys on the roster at quarterback, the guys that will be slinging it. I think Taylor Heinicke will be the 3. I just don't think there's any way Taylor Heinicke is the 2. I don't buy into any of this bubble wrap, you know, Michael Penix won't be the first guy benched.
Development,
in yeah.
slow play.
I think it is. It's just silly.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm not as far down that road as you. There's a reason they are keeping him around and are paying him a little bit of money. Not a lot, but a little bit of money.
They were a little bit stuck there. Too.
One of the things we have not talked about on this show so far, and one of the things that really jumped out to a lot of people yesterday, the new special teams drills, the new kickoff return drills where they're lining up 10 yards away. I was like, man, I've never even seen this before. So they were doing those drills yesterday. Here it is, fair foul. There will be a record number of special teams touchdowns this year. A record number of special teams touchdowns this season. Fair foul, Bo. We'll start with you.
I think it's fair. I'm not telling you it'll happen, but I think it's fair to say it could. You just don't know how prepared that they can be. I know that these guys have put all the work in, but the execution part is going to be really odd. And we've seen when there's that many guys on the line of scrimmage, which will be basically the line of scrimmage or where the ball will be received, one little bust and one little hole, and it could be a goner.
Yeah, I agree. Kelly, what do you think?
I think it's fair as well, mostly just because of the unpredictable element, like you were talking about. I mean, you can drill this in practice and in training camp all you want, but until those live bullets kind of start coming, it's hard to prepare for that moment.
Yeah, I agree. You don't know. Honestly, you don't even know how to prepare if you're one of these special teams coaches. Very limited opportunity to see what's actually going to be coming at you. All right, later on this afternoon, I'm hoping as we are all kind of getting home, the Olympics opening ceremonies. Fair foul, Olympic ceremonies opening ceremonies. It's must-see TV. Olympics opening ceremonies, must-see TV. Kelly, we'll start with you. Fair
I pal. Say fair, but I'm also a huge Olympics nerd. I love the Olympics. I watch as much of it as I can on the tape delay. I like to watch it, you know, at night or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Not always live because
sometimes... Settle down with a glass of vino.
Yeah, exactly. Some French wine, you know,
you
for
go.
The Paris vibes or some
Bordeaux.
Champagne. Yeah, I think fair for sure. But I'm maybe in the minority because viewership is definitely down for the Olympics.
What do you think, Bo?
Well, Kelly, I think that was a very well-put answer.
Well-constructed.
And I would tell you that you are in the minority because I could care less about the opening ceremonies. Mike, what is the opening ceremonies? A glorified parade. What do I not like?
Parades. You're just
so I will...
Literally on the parade.
I think
literally.
I'll just take a nap during the opening ceremonies. Maybe I'll put it on to take a nap, too, because it might be something good to, snooze to.
All right, how about this? We were all kind of shocked yesterday. James Smith-Williams, one of the first guys on the field defensively, really came out with the ones, and I don't want to call him a starter at this point, but was with the first group coming out. None of us expected it. But now that he's out there, kind of doing a little background, how about this? James Smith-Williams has 5 or more sacks this year from James Smith-Williams, a guy nobody was talking about. Bo, what do you think?
Oh, you put me on the spot with this one.
5's a good number.
You know what? I'm going to go with fair.
Okay.
Because I think this defensive line has been reconstructed to the point, but they're very versatile. And I think you're going to – I think the goal right now as they're trying to develop maybe a Braylon Trice or continue the development of an Arlo Ebiketie who could be on the cusp of a breakout season. You really never know. I mean, year 3 is kind of an important year for a pass rusher like him. So I think it's fair. I think you could have some guys that maybe benefit from that. And maybe James Smith-Williams is just what Raheem and Jimmy Lake are looking for in the defensive scheme for that position as well.
What do you think, Kelly?
I'm going to go foul just to give a little spice to this answer. I'm just looking at last year's stats here. Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell, 6.5 sacks, led this team. Obviously, they're not here anymore. Arnold Ebiketie, number 3, was 6. And then it's Onyemata with 4, and then down the list. So there's only one guy on this roster who had 5 sacks last year.
Right.
Obviously, different defense, different system, all that kind of stuff this year. But I think 5 is kind of a big number there.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think 5 was kind of the right over-under to put it at. How about this? I was chuckling writing this one down a minute ago. Told the story yesterday about the lady leaving her shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot. My wife, you know, flipping each other off and kind of going back and forth. 25-year-old Bo Morgan left his shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot. 25-year-old Squid Billy was that guy that left his right in the middle of the parking lot. Fair or foul? Kelly, we'll start with you.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying right now. I'm just saying that at some point in this man's history, when he was working for Parks and Rec over there, he left his shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot.
I'm going to go foul because I believe the best in you, Bo.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that.
He would not have given you the same bit of it. I just want to throw that out there.
I will say foul as well because I'm not really a grocery cart guy. I like to get the little basket.
Yeah.
All right. And honestly, when I was younger and I did have a grocery cart, I thought that I was Billy B.A., and I would put the cart up immediately before you leave the grocery store. You know, used to you have the place you could put it.
Yep.
And I would try to carry all of the groceries when I had that many groceries with in two arms and be like, oh, look at me, Iron Man.
Cutting off all your circulation with all the bags on your arm.
Yep.
All right, we got to go quick here. How about this one? Justin Fields will start meaningful games this season. Justin Fields starts meaningful games. Bo, you got 10 seconds. Let it rip.
Foul, because I think if they have to start Justin Fields, they might not be meaningful.
Yeah.
Fair, because I'm here for the drama.
Here for the drama. Whataburger, the best beef-based fast food chain. Whataburger. I got Whataburger this morning on the way up, man. I'm not going to say it's over Chick-fil-A, but beef-based Whataburger, the best chain. Fair or foul? Kelly, go.
I'm from Florida, so we don't have Whataburger down there.
I'm from Florida, too. In my end, we have Whataburger.
Yeah, but you're in the panhandle.
I'm
we don't have it all, we don't
Alabama.
Have it all the way down Tampa. I'm going to go Steak and Shake with that answer. So foul.
Off the top rope. Bo, what do you think?
I'm going to say foul, too, because I've always been a fan of the Baconator from Wendy's.
Oh, that's a good call, too.
But I didn't grow up on Whataburger either, so.
All right, last one here. The Braves make no moves before the trade deadline. The Braves make no moves before the trade deadline. Bo, go.
Foul. They have not given up in this season, nor should they, as long as they make the right moves and don't give up too much for nothing.
Kelly.
Couldn't agree more. Foul on that one.
All right, we're going to have the wake-up. Good, great job, by the way. We're going to have the wake-up call coming up next, 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. And here's what we want to know. Who is your favorite Falcons personality? Not player, personality. Kirk Cousins giving his top 10 torn Achilles yesterday. We talked about the vibe around training camp and everybody kind of being themselves and letting the personality flow. We talked to Jake, had a good time with him. Who is your favorite Falcons personality? We all have ours, and we'll talk about it. That's on the other side. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
As you get older, you kind of appreciate the grind a lot more.
Back to Falcons Training Camp
with Tiffany, Mike, and Bo.
Exclusive training camp coverage is brought to you by Miller Lite. Tastes like Miller time, Atlanta. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time to rant.
Excuse me?
It's time to rage.
It's time for Fair or Foul Friday on Mic'd Up
on the Morning Shift.
Oh, you already know what time it is. Bo and Kelly from Fox 5 hanging out here live in Flowery Branch for the Morning Shift. Look, man, we'll be your eyes and ears here on 92.9. Also, before I go any further, me and Bo will be live tomorrow night, 5 o'clock from Second Year High School for 4 hours of radio. We'll actually be able to see the field, Bo, which we were informed about. That is going to be intriguing because we are going to be live on the radio as they are doing their, I don't know what they're calling it, Friday Night Lights, but it's on a Saturday, so I don't know what they're calling it, but that'll be fun tomorrow night.
Yeah, I hope people are hitting each other.
I'm sure they will be. I think they're in shoulder pads for that. They have to be. No, they don't have to be, but I'm hoping they are.
I never count an
it's
egg
a different
before
era.
It's hatched.
It's a
right?
different era. I can distinctly remember sitting on the bus riding over to North Gwinnett in full pads and thinking, okay, it's about to go down. You know, I was trying to think yesterday. I knew I did Friday Night Lights 3 times, North Gwinnett, Gainesville, and we went to that one time, remember, to do the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, yeah.
Back in, I think, 2012. So I completely forgot about that one. That was a long day.
I've put in a request with Mike Conte.
Yeah.
To make it feel old school for you that we drive here to the branch.
Is that what it is?
Okay. And then we're going to have a school bus us over to Second Year High School.
No, thanks.
He said he was working on it, but he didn't know if he could find a school bus or a school bus driver.
All right, let's run through these fair fouls, and we'll start off with a little Falcons flavor. And this one's going to be interesting because Kirk Cousins kind of let the cat out of the bag yesterday, doesn't plan on playing in preseason. Taylor Heinicke will throw more passes in preseason than Michael Penix. Taylor Heinicke will throw more passes in preseason than Michael Penix. Kelly, we'll start with you.
That's a tough one. Yeah. I think probably fair just because you want to keep Penix in a good place just in case, right. You know, what might happen down the road. That's kind of where I'm at. But, you know, Raheem did say yesterday they're going to be splitting 2s as far as the reps. So we'll see what that looks in a game situation.
Toss up at this point, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's fair because I think week 3 of the preseason, to Kelly's point, that they're going to be splitting reps, but I think by week 3, they might not be splitting reps anymore. It might be the third and fourth guys on the roster at quarterback, the guys that will be slinging it. And I think Taylor Heinicke will be the 3. I just don't think there's any way Taylor Heinicke is the 2. I don't buy into any of this bubble wrap, you know, Michael Penix won't be the first guy bench
development,
in the season.
Yeah. Slow play.
I think it is. It's just silly.
I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm not as far down that road as you. There's a reason they are keeping him around and are paying him a little bit of money. Not a lot, but a little bit of money.
They were a little bit stuck there, too.
One of the things we have not talked about on this show so far, and one of the things that really jumped out to a lot of people yesterday, the new special teams drills, the new kickoff return drills where they're lining up 10 yards away. I was like, man, I've never even seen this before. So they were doing those drills yesterday. Here it is, fair foul. There will be a record number of special teams touchdowns this year. A record number of special teams touchdowns this season. Fair foul, Bo. We'll start with you.
I think it's fair. I'm not telling you it'll happen, but I think it's fair to say it could. You just don't know how prepared that they can be. I know that these guys have put all the work in, but the execution part is going to be really odd. And we've seen when there's that many guys on the line of scrimmage, which will be basically the line of scrimmage or where the ball will be received, one little bust and one little hole, and it could be a goner.
Yeah, I agree. Kelly, what do you think?
I think it's fair as well, mostly just because of the unpredictable element, like you were talking about. I mean, you can drill this in practice and in training camp all you want, but until those live bullets kind of start coming, it's hard to prepare for that moment.
Yeah, I agree. You don't know. Honestly, you don't even know how to prepare if you're one of these special teams coaches. Very limited opportunity to see what's actually going to be coming at you. All right, later on this afternoon, I'm hoping as we are all kind of getting home, the Olympics opening ceremonies. Fairfax Olympic Ceremonies opening ceremonies is must-see TV. Olympics opening ceremonies must-see TV. Kelly, we'll start with you, Fairfax.
I say fair, but I'm also a huge Olympics nerd. I love the Olympics. I watch as much of it as I can on the tape delay. I like to watch it, you know, at night or whatever. Right, yeah. Not always live because sometimes...
Settle down with a glass of vino.
Yeah, exactly. Some French wine, you know, for the Paris vibes. Or some
Bordeaux.
Champagne. Yeah, I think fair for sure. But I'm maybe in the minority because viewership is definitely down for the Olympics.
What do you think, Bo?
Well, Kelly, I think that was a very well put answer.
Well constructed.
And I would tell you that you are in the minority because I could care less about the opening ceremonies. Mike, what is the opening ceremonies? A glorified parade. What do I not like?
Parades.
Parades.
You're just
so I will
literally on the parade.
I think
literally.
I'll just take a nap during the opening ceremonies. Maybe I'll put it on to take a nap too, because it might be something good to snooze to.
All right, how about this? We were all kind of shocked yesterday. James Smith-Williams, one of the first guys on the field defensively, really came out with the ones, and I don't want to call him a starter at this point, but was with the first group coming out. None of us expected it. But now that he's out there, kind of doing a little background, how about this? James Smith-Williams has 5 or more sacks this year from James Smith-Williams, a guy nobody was talking about. Bo, what do you think?
Oh, you put me on the spot with this one.
5's a good number.
You know what? I'm going to go with fair.
Okay.
Because I think this defensive line has been reconstructed to the point, but they're very versatile. And I think you're going to – I think the goal right now as they're trying to develop maybe a Braylon Trice or continue the development of an Arlo Ebiketie, who could be on the cusp of a breakout season. You really never know. I mean, year 3 is kind of an important year for a pass rusher like him. So I think it's fair. I think you could have some guys that maybe benefit from that. And maybe James Smith-Williams is just what Raheem and Jimmy Lake are looking for in the defensive scheme for that position as well.
What do you think, Kelly?
I'm going to go foul just to give a little spice to this answer. I'm just looking at last year's stats here. Bud Dupree and Calais Campbell, 6.5 sacks, led this team. Obviously, they're not here anymore. Arnold Ebiketie, number 3, was 6. And then it's Onyemata with 4 and then down the list. So there's only one guy on this roster who had 5 sacks last year.
Right.
Obviously, different defense, different system, all that kind of stuff this year. But I think 5 is kind of a big number there.
Yeah, I tend to agree. I think 5 was kind of the right over-under to put it at. How about this? I was chuckling writing this one down a minute ago. Told the story yesterday about the lady leaving her shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot. My wife, you know, flipping each other off and kind of going back and forth. 25-year-old Bo Morgan left his shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot. 25-year-old Squid Billy was that guy that left his right in the middle of the parking lot. Fair or foul? Kelly, we'll start with you.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying right now. I'm just saying that at some point in this man's history, when he was working for Parks and Rec over there, he left his shopping cart in the middle of the parking lot.
I'm going to go foul because I believe the best in you, Bo.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate that.
He would not have given you the same benefit. I'm just going to throw that out there.
I will say foul as well because I'm not really a grocery cart guy. I like to get the little basket.
Yeah.
All right? And honestly, when I was younger and I did have a grocery cart, I thought that I was Billy B.A., and I would put the cart up immediately before you leave the grocery store. You know, used to you have the place you could put it.
Yep.
And I would try to carry all of the groceries when I had that many groceries with in two arms and be like, oh, look at me, Iron Man.
Cutting off all your circulation with all the bags on your arm.
Yep.
All right, we got to go quick here. How about this one? Justin Fields will start meaningful games this season. Justin Fields starts meaningful games. Bo, you got 10 seconds. Let it rip.
Foul, because I think if they have to start Justin Fields, they might not be meaningful.
Yeah.
Fair, because I'm here for the drama.
Here for the drama. Whataburger, the best beef-based fast food chain. Whataburger. I got Whataburger this morning on the way up, man. I'm not going to say it's over Chick-fil-A, but beef-based Whataburger, the best chain. Fair or foul, Kelly, go.
I'm from Florida, so we don't have Whataburger down there.
I'm from Florida, too. In my end, we have Whataburger.
Yeah, but you're in the panhandle.
We don't have it all the way down
Tampa. I'm going to go Steak and Shake with that answer. So foul.
Off the top rope. Bo, what do you think?
I'm going to say foul, too, because I've always been a fan of the Baconator from Wendy's.
Oh, that's a good call, too.
But I didn't grow up on Whataburger either, so.
All right, last one here. The Braves make no moves before the trade deadline. The Braves make no moves before the trade deadline. Bo, go.
Foul. They have not given up in this season, nor should they. As long as they make the right moves and don't give up too much for nothing.
Kelly.
Couldn't agree more. Foul on that one.
All right, we're going to have the wake-up. Good, great job, by the way. We're going to have the wake-up call coming up next. 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. And here's what we want to know. Who is your favorite Falcons personality? Not player, personality. Kirk Cousins giving his top 10 torn Achilles yesterday. We talked about the vibe around training camp and everybody kind of being themselves and letting the personality flow. We talked to Jake, had a good time with him. Who is your favorite Falcons personality? We all have ours, and we'll talk about it. That's on the other side. It's the Morning Shift live from Flowery Branch, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.